Planned Parenthood, we trust you to make your own decisions about your body and your health. We are here with you no matter what. If you plan to have a medication abortion and will take mifepristone and misoprostol, here's what you need to know. There are three steps to your medication abortion. Step one, take the first pill, mifepristone. Swallow your mifepristone pill like any other pill. Mifepristone stops your pregnancy from continuing to develop. You probably won't notice any side effects from taking it. Step two, 30 minutes before you plan to take the misoprostol pills, take any other medicine as instructed to help with nausea and pain. Usually this is a pain reliever, like ibuprofen and or acetaminophen for cramping, and ondansetron, promethazine, or diphenhydramine for nausea. Step three, take the four misoprostol pills. You'll take four misoprostol pills, the second medicine, in one of three ways. Misoprostol will lead to cramping and bleeding, which empties your uterus. Option one, buccal or in your cheek. Take it 24 to 48 hours after taking the mifepristone. Put four misoprostol pills between your cheek and gum, two on each side of your mouth. Leave them there for 30 minutes. After 30 minutes, swallow what's left of the pills with some water. You can take misoprostol this way up to 11 weeks from the first day of your last period. Option two, sublingual or under your tongue. Using this method, take it 24 to 48 hours after taking the mifepristone. Put four misoprostol pills under your tongue. Leave them there for 30 minutes. After 30 minutes, swallow what's left of the pills with some water. You can take misoprostol this way up to 9 weeks from the first day of your last period. Option three, vaginal or inserted in your vagina. Place it in your vagina 0 to 48 hours after taking the mifepristone. Put all four misoprostol pills in your vagina at once. To do this, make sure you wash your hands and lay down. Insert one pill at a time into your vagina. Remain lying down for 30 minutes. After 30 minutes, you can get up and move around. If pill fragments fall out, you can throw them away. You do not need to put them back in. You can take misoprostol this way up to 10 weeks from the first day of your last period. If you are given a second dose of misoprostol, you will take four more pills 4 hours after the first dose in the same way that you took them the first time. After the misoprostol, keep taking pain relievers as explained by your doctor or nurse to help with cramps. You should expect cramping and bleeding to start within 4 hours after you take the misoprostol. Over the next few days, bleeding should slow down and your cramps should go away. Call your doctor or nurse if you don't have cramping or bleeding within 24 hours after taking your misoprostol pills. If you have questions or concerns, call your doctor or nurse. Planned Parenthood is here for you, and your health and well-being are our top priority.